What if you have a woman that's running hot and cold? It's another great and free segment courtesy of the Doc Love Club at docloveclub.com.
Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Sometimes you think she's into you. Sometimes, not so much. The upcoming caller has a woman that's running hot and cold. What should he do? Doc has the answers for him. Don't forget, more free stuff at doclove.com, including a free weekly podcast updated each Saturday. By the way, this free stuff is great, but you really need the system/dating dictionary. Now you can get it for 10% off. Go to doclove.com/datingwomenweeklyradio. Again, that's doclove.com/datingwomenweeklyradio, and you'll be able to get immediate downloads for the book in written and audio form for one great price. That's doclove.com/datingwomenweeklyradio. The system, it's changed the lives of thousands around the world. Are you next? All right, she's running hot and cold. Find out what he needs to do.
Daniel, give me specific examples.
Okay, we'll call her Caprice. So Caprice only does invitations when we have to meet with her family. We only go out with her family outings. Other than that, I would have to ask her out for, let's say, a night out alone, or, hey, come over, or do this.
Well, that's all right. You're the man. You could be calling the shots. You usually, though, when the interest level of the woman's 95, when you start waiting 5 to 9 days, she will call you and ask you out. So is her interest level 95? Because if it's 95, when it's 95, they ask you out.
Okay, so my question to you, Doc, is the following. Do we still remain a challenge in a relationship, in a long-term relationship? Because I am falling head over heels, this woman. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, but she knows that, though.
Yeah.
Maybe your interest level's in the 90s. Maybe your interest level's 95 and hers is 85, which is fine. I mean, 85 is high, but I want it reversed. The point is this. If you stay away from her, don't call her, she doesn't call up and ask you where you've been? She doesn't call you up and ask you out?
She will ask me how I'm doing, but not ask me out.
Well, yeah, but she will call you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, then I'm searching for the complaint here. Help me out.
My complaint is, should we continue the chase, the hunt, the asking out, the, or just wait for them to come to us now?
No. What I would do is rather than see her 3 times a week, I would see her 2 times a week. I would cut down to 2 times a week. And if she doesn't start asking you out, cut down to say, honey, I'm going to see you once next week. I got a lot of stuff I got to do. And then cut down to 1. You cut the supply. You don't give it more. If their interest level's not 95, you don't see them more, you see them less. It's reversed what every other love doctor would tell you.
Sounds good.
The biggest problem, remember, if they're not reacting properly to you by how the system says they should, it's because you're doing something wrong, which I don't think you are, or you're seeing them too often. So when you see her two or three times a week, there's no reason for her to call you, and there's no reason for her to ask you out. But how about a couple of weeks in a row, you just ask her out once, and she says, hey, where you been? You know, we used to go out 2 or 3 times. Ah, that's her interest level talking now. Say, honey, honey, I want you to know something. You do have permission for me to call me up and ask me out if you really want to. I will not take advantage. I will not take advantage of that, okay? And make a joke out of it. But kid with her on it. That's the type of thing.
Well, I've been demanding her. I told her last week that she needs to step up her game a little bit.
No, Miss Nadia, you don't tell a woman what to do. That's straight in, man. What you do is you don't tell a woman what to do, because then she's going to do the opposite. You never tell a woman what to do. She has to think it's her idea. So you cut down on seeing her as often. She says, hey, where you been, stranger? I said, I was waiting for you to ask me out. She says, well, let's go out Thursday. Now you just forced it. You forced her hand to ask me out. Outweigh her.
Yeah, so my last question is, don't date an MFT, right?
Who? I don't know what
MFT, she's a marriage family therapist.
Oh, I don't know. I don't care if she's a psychiatrist. Nobody can beat the system. You know that. But you see her less. Has she got kids?
No, thank God, no.
Has she been married?
No.
35 and never been married? Not one divorce under her belt?
No, has she been under my belt.
Was she engaged?
No.
Never engaged to a guy?
No, I think she has attachment issues.
Yeah, well, it'll come out. But the point is this. Cut down on the amount of time you're seeing her, but keep it funny and light. Let her touch you first. Let her kiss you first. She has to come to you. We're going back to date one to tighten this up. Then we'll move her interest level from 85 back up to 95.
Perfect.
You got it, Daniel?
All right. Thank you, Doc.
Thanks, man. Thanks for your loyalty. I appreciate it.
Hey, if you love this audio, check out hundreds of hours of audio just like it at docloveclub.com. And don't forget about your 10% discount on the system/dating dictionary at docloveclub.com/datingwomenweeklyradio. Thanks for being here. See you next week.